Okay. Weeping may tarry for the night, but what comes in the morning?
Joy
comes in the morning. Amen. Thank you. I heard Miss Fox first. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. John, we're going to talk a little bit about joy and happiness. I think we could all have some of that. Might help a little bit. John 15 and 11. I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. One more. Okay. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the resting of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. You know, I've heard a lot of people, even people in here and people in my family, that say, you know, I just get up and I just start making these, I'm just a positive person, you know, and that my day goes good. And that is good. You can be positive and we should be positive, not negative. But when we start saying that I proclaim this and that, you're taking away the glory from the Lord. And you know, when we do that power of positive thinking and stuff, it's only temporary, okay? I didn't bring it up here, but I looked in the dictionary today. Happiness is a state of being happy, and it's based upon happenings or things, whether on what you are going, never mind, okay. Happiness is based upon happenings or things that are going on well or not. Okay, that's happiness. Say like, okay, we got to go to Six Flags today. We're happy. That goes on because it was an event in our lives that makes us happy. However, when we have joy, that comes from the Holy Spirit. It lives inside of us. Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Happiness is an emotion and is usually temporary. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit and the attitude of the heart. So when God says that He's going to fill us with His joy, it's an attitude and a thing in your soul. It's deep down in your soul. So when He says, count it, you know, joyful that you're going through these trials and tribulations, He doesn't think that you're, oh boy, you know, my wife's got cancer. This is great. I'm going to give God, I'm going to count this all joy. That's not what He's talking about. What He means is in every situation that we have, in our trials and our tribulations, God is always there and God will supply our needs. He gives us that joy. The Holy Spirit brings us joy. It's kind of like the nice and kindness things. I can be nice to John, but if I give kindness to John, I'm going to go a step further and do something for him or to make him feel special. Okay, you go that step further. Happiness, being happy, that's a good thing. But we can't base our happiness on, oh, David told me I look so pretty today and it made me happy. Don't get me wrong, I'm probably fine. But that would make me happy. But my joy that I have in my Holy Spirit is that He loves me, He married me, obviously, and He picked me out amongst all the other ones. So that is joy that I have in my heart, okay? The Holy Spirit gives you joy, and God will bless you in that joy is going to be for eternally, okay? It's not that we, oh my gosh, we're all sick and I'm supposed to be joyful. It's not that. It's that we can trust that God's with us and going to be with us through everything. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us, is what the Bible says. So the joy that He has put in your heart is from the Holy Spirit. So when you have this joy, you've got to know that your attitude needs to change too. And we can be happy, but do you want to be happy and it just be a feeling you get because of circumstances that are going on? Or do you want the Holy Spirit to fill you with joy to give you that fullness? So many times, especially when you're in a relationship, you know, you expect things out of your partner. You want to hear things from your partner. You want your partner to do certain things to show you. Especially women, because he made us ooh, la la, squeezy, ooh, love you, love you, love you. And the guy was thinking logically, okay, what's for dinner? Go to bed, get up, go to work. And that's just the difference. They don't need all that ooh, goo, 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 goo. So I cannot base my joy on what David does or does not do. If I do, I'm putting him before God. I've got to change my attitude. My attitude comes from the Holy Spirit. It gives me full of joy. So happiness and joy are two entirely different things. If you're happy, you can have joy. If you're joyful, you should be happy. But it's two entirely different things. It's coming from two different places. You know, I would be happy if the Cowboys was playing in the Super Bowl today. If they were, I would be happy. If they won, I'd probably be joyous. But that comes from the Holy Spirit, not for an event that has happened in my life. Oh, I got a new house. But yes, that makes you happy. But the house that you have should bring you joy. Because it's an eternal joy that God gives us. So we need to have joy. We need to be in the place of our lives where when things go wrong, we don't throw up our hands and whine and get all upset. I'm just saying this because God teaches us to me on a daily basis. I start thinking, oh my God, something's wrong. Oh my God, God's doing this because he's mad at me. Oh my gosh, God is so disappointed in me that he's not going to forgive me. Oh my gosh, nobody likes me. Oh my gosh, I'm so lonely. Instead, we need to change our attitude and our thinking. That my joy comes from God because Jesus died on the cross for all my whininess, my complaining, things that I've done wrong. The things that you're going through is only going to make you stronger in the long run. Okay? Amen. What you're going through right now may help someone. We can have sympathy for someone. Oh, John, you hurt your leg. I'm sorry you hurt your leg. Or I know it hurts your knee. I know. Or say later in life, I go completely blind and I'm talking to Larry and he's talking to me. He could give me empathy for that because he's been through it.
Amen.
So we have to watch how we treat our words and what we really feel inside, okay? So I'm telling you today, you can have joy even though you're going through a really tough, crummy time right now because the Holy Spirit put it there. So just remember, it's better to be joyful than always just being happy and depending on those events in your life that make you happy. Oh my goodness, I got a new outfit today. That's wonderful. Be happy about it. But it's temporary. Oh, I'm going to eat this burger. Yeah, it's going to make me happy. But 10 minutes later, I'm going to feel guilty for eating it. Or, oh, this is what I need to gain weight. Or, oh, I should have paid $10 for that burger. You know, whatever. The events in our lives can make you happy, but joy comes from the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what God wanted to tell you. And it's short and it's sweet, so we're going to go to the Lord now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your joy. You give us so many things, Lord. I just pray that you would touch each and every person here today and give them the joy in their heart to put that laughter back in their heart, to put that awesomeness back in their heart, to put that attitude that, oh, life is so good. Father, there's people that commit suicide on a daily basis, and Father, I just pray that you would just turn your people around, that they would know how wonderful you are. Lord, there's people in here right now today that are struggling so hard with situations in their lives, and Father, I hate it for them. I hate it for them. But Lord, I know that you can give them the joy from your Holy Spirit and you can show them the way. I pray for wisdom for people here today. Father, I pray for blessings of happiness, happiness that lasts forever. I pray for love for one another, that people can learn to love their spouses over. They can fall in love again. I pray that you put on the hearts of every person here how to respect each other, how to hold your loved ones up, support them. Father, thank you for this church that it is love, and I truly love each and every person in here today. And I pray for this body that you would touch them and heal them. Give them the things they need, Father. Help us to be happy to come to church and be joyful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.